Yep, you can tell my back's doing better. Thank you for all the prayers. I just about ran up here. I can't wait to give sermonette. Anyhow, I picked a topic that I'm fascinated with a lot of things in the Bible, but this topic really intrigues me. I find it very intriguing. There's so much of the Bible, we know it has the physical and spiritual application. We look at it through spiritual eyes and physical eyes, not like most churches in different, like Sunday churches, it's more of a physical thing. But I started, and I've always been interested in this topic. I thought I had a really good topic. I thought it was going to be, the title was going to be something that no one had thought of, and I went on UCG.org and pulled up these sermons, and there's like five or six, and they all had the same name, the same topic. Well, it's, the title is What's in a Name? So anyhow, that's what I'm going to be speaking about today, What's in a Name? But I'm going a little further than that, is not only what's in a name, but our name's important. We all know that the names in Scripture are intentional, not random. Because we know that God's intentional and not random. They often identify identity, character, calling, or purpose. Studying names helps us understand God and his relationship with people. First off, I'd like to go over, this is just a brief little sermonette. I mean, you could get way deep. You could do a 10-part series on this, really, if you want to dig that deep, I guess. The first thing I'm going to mention, the number one, is the names of God. We know there's certain groups that believe in the sacred name theory, heresy, whatever. But that just, and I had someone try to convince me that it was binding and it makes for a better Christian, I guess, for lack of a word. But when I was talking to this person, we were actually sort of debating back and forth, and I kept thinking to myself, God's more than just Yahweh. You know, I mean, he has so many different names, and you can't just pin him. It's really putting God in a box. And as far as I'm concerned, it's some of the Gnostic teaching. You know, it's like, I have sacred name knowledge, so I'm a little better than you, so I'm going to be first in the kingdom or whatever. But that's a different topic. I'll let Mr. Segley speak on that because that gets deep too. Anyhow, God does reveal himself as Yahweh. And I saw this guy on the internet one time. It wasn't too long ago. This an Asian guy. He was, I don't know if he was a minister, if it was a Bible study or not, but he had mentioned something interesting. And what he did was he was basically claiming that Yahweh is not to be spoken, which I disagree with. But he had his conclusion to his premise was the way that it's breathed out. So and he went, so Yahweh, so Yah, like Yah, oh, to open, and then way to breathe out. So Yahweh. And it makes sense, right? Because God is spirit. I found that interesting. This time I'm marking off my pages because I got lost last time and halfway through I didn't know where I was. Anyhow, one of the names of God is Yahweh, which means self-existence. Elohim, creator, El Shaddai, almighty God, El Elyon, most high God, El-O-O-L-A-M, Olman, everlasting God, Adonai, Lord and Master, covenant names, Jehovah's titles, provider, healer, peace, victory, righteousness, shepherd, etc. These are some of the characteristics of Christ's name. God does, through his different names, explain and make it easier for us to when we're reading the Bible, if we know the background of these names, they're not just random. We know they're there for a reason. So if we're studying the Bible, we're reading God's Holy Scripture, we know that God's names reveal more to us than his nature, his eternal power, holiness, faithfulness, and his personal character. some of the names and titles of Jesus Christ, of Jesus. And we may know a lot of these, but we're just going to go over them because I just find they're interesting. The names and some of the names and titles of Christ: Jesus Christ, Savior, Anointed One, Emmanuel, God with us, the Word, Logos, which is God revealed, God breathed, Lamb of God, which is His sacrifice for sin, King of Kings, supreme authority when Christ comes back to reign on this earth in the New Jerusalem, the Alpha and the Omega, beginning and end. In summary, on as far as this part goes, as far as his names reveal his identity and his mission. So it's not only just his identity, but it's the action form of what partakes in that particular paragraph or sentence. Then we get into the apostles' names. Many of their names reflect meaning and character also. We know, most of us know, that Peter is the rock. And some people take that to mean that God set him as the rock of the church, and he's over the church and the first apostle and all that. But we know that Christ is our rock. He's our foundation, not Peter. John, God is gracious. Matthew, gift of God. And Thomas is a twin. I guess I should have been named Thomas. We're twins. Garrett and Mitch, anyhow, I want to break aside on a little side note real quick. So my mom, a long time ago when we were kids, she gave these little cards, and it has like Garrett. That's my name, birth name, Garrett Eldon Snyder. Doesn't that sound regal? So this whole time it said warrior, fighter, valiant soldier and all that. So, you know, that's what I thought that's what I thought my name meant for all these years. So last night I'm doing a little digging, and I pull up Garrett, G-A-R-R-E-T. I always thought my name had two T's in it. And my mom, one time we were at the bank, she goes, "Your name doesn't have two T's in it." And I'm going, "Yeah," I'm arguing with her. She gave me the name, but I'm arguing with her. But anyhow, I got to looking at it yesterday, the meaning of Garrett. It doesn't mean valiant warrior. It means an artist in a little box. And I thought, well, that's me. I'm in my bedroom. I've got my guitar. I'm an artist, and I'm in a little box. Sometimes I get to break out of that box and go perform live, so it does make it all worthwhile. And of course, the promoter, I told him I only do Saturday nights, and I said, I got to go on dark. It has to be dark on Saturday night, and he agreed, and not knowing that there's another side to me that's thinking, I don't want to go on first. I want to be there. Direct support when everyone's in the venue, you know. So anyhow, getting back to the different names of the apostles, the names reflect both identity and divine purpose. And we know when we read the scriptures also that God gave different people in the Bible. Abram became Abraham, Sarai became Sarah, and we understand they all had new names given. And they all meant or signified something of in their character or part of what they did or one of their blessings as to what they did in that respect. I'm going to talk about, and this is really the most exciting part. We all know we're running a race. We want to finish that race and get over the finish line and make it into God's kingdom to become priests and kings in God's kingdom number one, I don't want to be in a box for 1,000 years longer. I want to come up in the first resurrection. I want to be here, you know. So I know it's like you wake up and it's like 5 minutes sleep, but the first resurrection is a better resurrection. So if you want to go ahead for our first scripture, we're going to turn to Revelation 2:17. I'm going to just read it here because of my eyesight. But first Revelation 2:17. This is in the New King James Version. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give some of the hidden manna to eat. I will also give him a white stone, and on the stone a new name written, which no one knows except him who receives it. That's incredible to think about. I mean, that's God doing that for us, because he loves his children, his obedient children. That's why we're here on the Sabbath. We're obedient children, not because we have to be or it's, you know, whatever. So, and then, excuse me, Isaiah 62:2, it states, and this talks about a new name and restoration and honor. The Gentiles shall see your righteousness, and all the kings your glory. You shall be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord will name. And then I got into a little bit about the different names of the apostles and so forth, and different people in the Bible. We know that Jacob, God changed his name to Israel. Simon's Peter, Abram's to Abraham. The new name identifies purpose and the new relationship with God. Then, God's name and language. God is revealed through multiple languages and titles. Hebrew, Elohim, Yahweh, El Shaddai, Aramaic, Elah, E-L-A-H, Greek, Theos, and Kurios. New Testament uses Greek titles consistently. The exact pronunciation, this is just reiterating what I said before about Yahweh. Exact pronunciation of Yahweh is uncertain, because there's no vowels in the English language. We don't really know how to interpret that. But the emphasis is to realize that it's our relationship with God over pronunciation. So it's not really, doesn't matter that we don't know the exact pronunciation. It still has a valid purpose for us. And in conclusion, brethren, remember these things. Names in scriptures communicate meaning, identity, and purpose. God's names, different names, reveal his character. Jesus' names reveal his mission. New names reveal transformation in believers. Names are not just labels, they are divine truth.